We zijn in Dedham bij Colchester. Het stadje dat je makkelijk te voet kunt belopen. We zijn al bij het graf geweest van Tom Keating. Daar komen we ook nog een keer op terug. Maar nu zijn we in het Sir Alfred Mannings House met Jenny Hand. Zij is hier de directeur. Alfred Manning is een schilder waarvan je hier in het museum op chronologische wijze alle kamers kunt bezoeken, want daar heeft hij ook gewoond.
This is the main entrance hall to the museum in Castle House, the former home of Sir Alfred Munnings. And as we look up, you can see the lovely Georgian fanlight which casts light down on these paintings, and the stairway winds round us. The paintings in this part of the house are from the 1920s and 30s. After the First World War, Sir Alfred Munnings became an associate of the Royal Academy. He sold a large number of paintings at the 1919 Royal Academy exhibition, which gave him the money to buy Castle House. He also met his second wife, Violet McBride, whom he married in early 1920.
Yeah, and he was... He did a lot of traveling also to Europe, and he also met, I saw, the Rothschilds family, and there's a connection with the Dutch castle near Utrecht.
Okay, so Violet was very well connected in the horse world and in society, started to bring Munnings commissions from very wealthy horse owners, including the de Rothschilds. So Munnings spent the 1920s and 30s in painting commissions for wealthy clients in the large houses of England and the chateaus of France. And many of those paintings are still in private hands, but we do have a couple of examples here in the hallway.